Hi, Shavik. It's good to have you here. Go ahead and share what's on your mind.
Oh, do I need to repeat that statement? Because I'm better on camera, I think.
Go ahead.
No, I'm joking. It does create emotional turbulence or turmoil when George ignores me, but I think that was deliberate. So, George, so on a serious note, I try to be serious and I can't usually. I'm usually way lighter. But YouTube, right? Yesterday I had the courage of conviction. Was way more than my fear of being bullied, harassed, shamed, or humiliated in public on YouTube or abused, whatever. And I took that step, that first step of faith. I recorded on my Windows 10 laptop, a very old one. I shared it with a few folks on a Slack channel, and they really felt, one of them at least, like it was very, very compelling, honest, deeply vulnerable. And all I was doing was showing up. I thought I'll do 10 minutes. It went to 19 or 20. And the thing is, I'm feeling so happy that it's giving me like 100 ideas every millisecond, literally, for the future ones. And I stopped myself for 5 years. You know, when people have been prodding me to share in pub, whether blogging, podcasting, or YouTube. So now I want to figure out a way, and you know, maybe you and all my beautiful community members, my brothers and sisters here, can share their ideas too over a period. But how do I make the process effortless for me so that you know, the quote unquote admin stuff don't get in the way of me producing from who I am at the core? So
No. I so appreciate. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on uploading and being willing to share vulnerably, and being real. Because I mean, you just mentioned one of the top, proven quote unquote strategies. Like, you didn't even need to learn it. You just realize, okay, if I'm really real with people and willing to go deep or to be courageous and share, that's probably going to be interesting for others. It's interesting for me. It's deeply interesting for me. It's probably going to be interesting for others as well. Number one. Right? And number two, you shared it with, I'm assuming, people that you felt safe, obviously, sharing it with, because uploading to YouTube is a scary thing. Like, it's out in the world where who knows who might find it and see it and comment on it, positive or negatively. And so you shared it right away with a safe group. And that's a very smart thing to do because you are getting initial positive support right away. So that's very smart as well. And to answer your question about, sort of like doing it in a flow, we'll talk more about this. But basically, I encourage you, try to find time, space that you can be consistent making it. Because then it becomes a habit. Like, for example, when I was making my first 100 videos, I said, all right, I'm going to do it at the dog park because I got to walk my dog every day. That was a must. It's not an optional to walk my dog. I have to walk my dog every day. So I might as well anchor this new habit of YouTube creation to an existing habit. Try to do that if you can. So, I have to walk my dog. So I might as well make the video while I'm at the park. It's nice looking. And back then, I felt like I had to make it nice looking. Now I'm boring, because I have a bit of an audience now, so I can be lazy and boring. But yeah, I mean, definitely nice looking background does get more views in towards the beginning if you care about that. But time and place, okay, to make it, and the easiest way you can to upload it. It might be through your phone. You can upload it directly through the YouTube app. The YouTube app itself allows you to upload. Or YouTube Studio app. Or if it's more convenient for you to be at your computer and upload it that way or make the video there, then great. Like, these days, what's easy for me is I make a Facebook Live video and then I turn around and make an Instagram Live video right afterwards. The Facebook Live stems my perfectionism because otherwise, if I'm recording it without being live, for me, I know myself, I'm like, oh no, it's not good enough. Take two. Oh, I said that. Oh, take three. Oh my God, what did I just say? Take four. I'll do too many takes and it makes me go crazy. So for me, I know not it's not true for everybody, but I get crazy. I get impatient even after three or four takes. I'm like, forget this. I'm not doing this anymore. But for some of you, much more patient, you're willing to do five, six, eight takes and not go crazy. That's fine. Great. Great for you. But for me, I have to do a Facebook Live on a Friday afternoon where like most of my week is gone, I feel more relaxed. It's good. I know, okay, I'm not going to end my week without making a video. I'll make a video right now. So Friday, for me these days, it's at my office Friday afternoon, record Facebook Live. No matter how it turns out, that goes on YouTube. Right. So anyway, Shabik, thank you for being here, for sharing. And yeah, thank you.
So is would it be okay if I share that? I mean, it's still on a Dropbox. It's not, I've not uploaded on the Fresh channel, but
Oh, got it. Okay.
yeah, but
I think you should go ahead and post it on YouTube and have your supporters go there and give you a love, give you a you know, some a comment or something. I think
yeah,
that's a yeah.
okay. And would
So
you like me to share with this group as well?
oh, I mean, well, yeah, below this video, once you upload it to YouTube, you could put the link below. Yeah.
Oh,
Thanks.
one tiny thing, last thing, George, for the admin stuff. So do you have this as a different Gmail account? Like it's YouTube is owned by Google, so should I link it with my existing Gmail account, which
Oh,
literally has a million emails on it, or
doesn't matter if you need that's a good question, actually. I don't know if you can change Gmail accounts later. That's an interesting, I don't know about that. Please, somebody who knows, comment below. But yeah, I would say go with one that you're gonna go forever. Like, okay, this is gonna be the email address connected to my YouTube account forever. That's probably the safest. Yeah.
Thank you. I
You're
appreciate
welcome.
that. I'm still shivering, by the way. It has been scary, and I'm still, yeah. But
You
it, I.
you're speaking to an experience that probably all of us have. So I appreciate you mentioning. I mean, making a video, sharing it. Yeah, it's not natural for most of us. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks.